We're holding in Simen Reish Samach Gimel, in the middle of Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Im Ein Yodim Aseges, he doesn't have enough money to buy Liknois Ner LeShabbos or LeKiddush Hayom. He can't afford both. He could buy either a Ner Shabbos or the wine for Kiddush. The Halacha is Ner Shabbos Koidem, the Shulchan Aruch will explain soon, because Shloim Bayis Adife. V'chein, the same thing is, if any other Maseges, if he doesn't have enough money, Likno is Ner LeShabbos and Ner LeChanukah, only one of them. Ner Shabbos Koidem, and then both the Shulchan Aruch says why? Bishum Shloim Abayis, Dein Sholem Babayis Beloy Ner, is no Shloim Bayis without a candle. It's interesting to point out, Shulchan Aruch here is mashma that the Indian for Ner Shabbos is because Shloim Abayis. And see if Beis, when he brings Ner Shabbos, Echod Ha'ish, Madlikim is Aner, Sheze Bichlal Oineg HaShabbos. And so if Dale, the Shulchan Aruch will bring down, you have to light, not me by the oim, shenire shenikar shumadlikoi lekovet Shabbos. It's mashma that the Shabbos is for kovet Shabbos. We spoke already in the beginning of the Siman, if both of the reasons are true, oineg vekovet and shalom bayis, or maybe because it's a din shalom bayis, it's a din kovet veoineg, or the aloha is kovet veoineg, which is the reason to prefer the Shabbos above Kiddush, is because it's also a shalom bayis. And nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch paskins Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is first because Shloim Bayis. Now, the poskim clear of Shloim Bayis means because he has a wife, and it'll be a Shloim Bayis if it'll be dark and they will fall, and there'll be a ktoto, or even if he's couple men together, is a chash Shloim Bayis, or maybe even a person himself that will not be a matzav. And Loshon Gemara is a shtigel mashma only when he has a wife. The Gemara says Ner Chanukah and Ner Beisoy. Nerbeisoy odim misum shlom beise. The Gemara doesn't say Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. Nerbeisoy, the Gemara calls it. We'll see the Mishneh Berurah. Ner Shabbos koidem, the afal gav the kiddush deiraise. Siv katan yud gimel. Even that kiddush is deiraise. Mikol mogim al hayayin de rabbonon. The din to make kiddush on wine is with the rabbonon. Menatei reyitze betfilik, meshikosu besimen reishayin aleph. Veoit, do yochel lekadesh al hapas. Another reason that a person prefers, he has to light Ner Shabbos instead of buying yain for Kiddush, because he could do Kiddush al HaPas. Who says he has Pas? Mishneh Berurah means to Meramez what he said before in Sifkot and Tes, that if he doesn't have a Pas, for sure to buy a Pas is before to buy Ner Shabbos. So it has to be that this person has a Pas. Mainly he could do the Kiddush on the Pas. Sifkot and Yudalet, Mishum Shleim HaBayit. Vim Yesh Lein Erechot Sagi. If he has one candle already, so he has already shalom bayis. The yoytzi amoysar lekiddush on Chanukah, and the rest he will buy kiddush on Chanukah. The gam lechanukah ben arechot tzagi, and then he could go to kiddush. V'im yesh lo arechot leShabbos and arechot lechanukah, and he could buy a little bit more candles. V'yesh lo mehat moyos nirli the tevyesu liknei zaneres lechanukah liyos ben mahadrin mishibiyatu b'ur aloche. That it's better to buy to have the mahadrin of Chanukah than to have two candles for Shabbos. Better he will be left with one candle for Shabbos. Says Kmei Shbiyal to Biru Aloche. I didn't find the Biru Aloche, but in Simen Tov Reish Ayin Ches, Sivkot and Gimel in the Sharatzion, he says because Mehadrin is bought in the Gemore, and to have two candles for Shabbos is no chiyuv midin of the Gemore. Kosam Magen Avrom, Isha Sumo, a blind lady, Gamkin Yechol Levorich Alaner, Shehoil Vehinenes Gamkin Mehameoires. She enjoys the candles, the light. Shemazam Erbach declares where she enjoys. She says, because different people come into the house, they see what is going on, they could help her. The Fidem of Shamazama wants to say that Lu Yitzir, she's in a place and for sure no one will come. And for sure no one will be there. She cannot make a broche. He says, nevertheless, that she will light a candle, because if the reason is Ner Shabbos is mitzad kovet, so even if she doesn't nene from it, shayach the kovet Shabbos. But not to make a broche for that. But again, if it's a place that no one for sure will come, he says that the Isha cannot make a bracha, and the same thing if a person is lighting in a place and is going to leave it right away and not to come back till no one will enjoy the candles, it's a bracha levatole. Could be as kovet Shabbos he has to light, could be not because he's not there, but for sure not to make a bracha. Umiyim yesh labal, if she has a husband, she'll pikeh, but he could see who yavarch. The Shmir Shabbos says it's better he will light and he will make the bracha. Because Shlichas we saw in the Mishneh Berurah later, and also we saw in Seif Hey, that could be in a shlichus, it's not so posh that someone else will make the bracha. V'mecheres v'shulchanechot im acherim shebirchu v'idliku lo yisavorech. She's eating with different people that already litten, not to make a bracha. Why? The ikar hatam shekulam mevorchim. Why everyone makes the bracha? We have already fire. Mishum simcha yaseira sheyesh al dei ribin eiris. Mishum kosa b'seif ches. V'oleka simcha gabor. Because she needs light, but light is here. The more light, for sure she doesn't enjoy. Zogim shum azam an ayobach lefi ze. If a lady has light in the house, so v'mele is no simcha mitzad ribin eiris, she cannot make a bracha. But the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa gives the answer that she will switch on the switch of the light the Kovin Ner Shabbos. Chaim Moses says that it helps. And then she will also light a candle and she will have in mind to make the bracha on both, and then it's okay. Mikol Mokim, what we learn in Shulchan Aruch is that Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beise. Ner Shabbos V'Kiddush Hayoyim, Ner Shabbos Odim Mishum Shleim Beise. Shemazaman Erebach says that the Mishabura said that if you have one candle already, for sure, Kiddush Chanukah before, because you have a Shleim Beis. See that Shemazaman Erebach wanted to say that today, if you have light in the house, there's no shadow from Shleim Beis, so for sure Kiddush is before. And the same thing, Chanukah is before. And this is what I heard B'Shem Rabbi Baruch, I heard from Rabbi Baruch Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha B'Shem Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, that he told him if it's light, for sure we don't say Ner Shabbos Odiv Mishum Shleim Beis. Shabbos was mitzayin, an interesting Meiri. The Meiri says in Shabbos, Mechanikev in Shabbos, in Shabbos, Odim Mishum Shleim Beis, not because of Bishlam Beis, that he will not fall down like Rashi mentions, but Shleim Beis is because the Mechanikev, the husband lights. It's a mitzvah of the man. No Shabbos, the wife lights, a mitzvah of a lady. So Shleim Beis, the lady to do her mitzvah over your mitzvah. This is the Shleim Beis. To feed them, even if it's light, is it Indian to give her to light the Shabbos candles? Or the other way around, what would be if it's only a man? Only men. Even if we say that the Shire Shleim Beis by a man. Or well, here, while he himself is the one that is lighting, is no mitzvah of the man, mitzvah of the lady, Chai Gavne, the Halacha will be maybe that not in the Shabbos Adif, but in the Chanukah Adif, Mishum Pirsum Anisa. Seif Dalet. Lo yagdim lemayr lehadlikem iboid yom gadol. Not to light it too early. I don't know what the shum with yom gadol. Shozen a nikkur shemadlikel lichovet Shabbos. It's not nikkur that it's lit in lichovet Shabbos kodesh. V'gam lo yachem. But don't say because of that to light it very very close to Shabbos, because then you'll be nichshol. Maybe you'll light it in Shabbos. V'imroitz lehadlik neil iboid yom gadol. But if he wants to light it far away from Shabbos, it's one eitzer. Lekabel of Shabbos miyad. He will mekabel Shabbos right after it. Rasha, ki kevun shemekalel of Shabbos miyad, ain't ze akdome. People see that it's the covered Shabbos. Ubilvad, what it helps to light earlier the mekabel Shabbos. Ubilvad, you play a mincha b'lemalo shurusho v'reviyah kenim alaylo. But before that, you can't mekabel teis a Shabbos. Maybe for sure you can't light a candle. So what we learn in this halacha? There's a special halacha to light the candles closer to Shabbos, that will be nicker that you're lighting in the covered Shabbos, and not to light it far away from Shabbos. What is the shiur far away? We're not close. But if he wants to do it earlier, it's a tnai. If he mekabel Shabbos miyad, what is miyad? Some achronim want to learn mamish like the isha miyad b'shabbos mekabel. He's mekabel. Some want to say that it's not miyad miyad. No, the pshat is the reason that it helps because it's nikkur lekavod Shabbos has to be right after it, but doesn't have to be miyad. The Shulchan Aruch Harav is mistapek. Shulchan Aruch Harav says it could be not miyad miyad, but less than a quarter of an hour, less than 15. Seconds, 15 minutes. Now, so the Maise, if a person wants to light today, so he has to light not far away from Shabbos, other to Mekabel Shabbos right away. So the person can say like this: in a place that everyone lights 40 minutes before Shabbos, it's nicker that it's the covered Shabbos. More from that, taka, it's really muflag too much from Shabbos. What would be if everyone is Mekabel an hour before? It's also okay. Some achronim wanted to say that if a person is leaving the house, lemoshul, so then it's nikkur that it's the covered Shabbos. Chiddush Mishnah Aloche. I saw that Eretz Tzvi wants to say another chiddush, that today, that people light Shabbos candles, even when it's electric, and people light it in special light as the covered Shabbos, it's nikkur that it's the covered Shabbos, so even if you light earlier, it's not a problem. It's a chiddush of Eretz Tzvi. This is what Eretz Tzvi said. Could be taken that this is the mocker taken that all the noshim taken when we cover Shabbos the Shabbos that loke. So maybe every time when they light, it's taken some of the Shabbos. Maybe from that came taken the meaning that the noshim were more machmir in it. See later in Tzif Ches. Now the Chashulchan brings down a Shena Eitzah here. We'll see later in Tzif Hey, more Barachover. Isha is going to the mikveh of Shabbos. So she wants to light candles before she leaves the house, but she can't be mekabel Shabbos because you have to be in the mikveh later. So what is the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, B'chai Gavne, So, lechua to mekabel Shabbos, and to make a tnai, b'shas the adloka, that she's not mekabel Shabbos. But this helps that the adloka is not a kabbalah Shabbos, but it's too far from the Shabbos. Lekatchil, it's not near lekabel Shabbos. So the chashucha, what's the name of the Sifayin in Mishneh Brura? So the chashucha, he has a hater, she will mekabel Shabbos, she will make a tnai, but her husband will mekabel Shabbos right away. And while she's doing it also for her husband, if the husband is mekabel Shabbos right away, it's nikah that's lekabel Shabbos. We'll see the Mishneh Brura inside. Sif Dalet. Sif Kotten Tesvov. Boi Layom Godel Einuk Shu Zman Har Bekoyim Tisi Shabbos. Zman Tisi Shabbos HaShulchan Aruch Hu Meat Koyim Sif Ashkir Vain Bura Loche. Vain Reish Min Samach Alev Mishne Bura Sif Kotten Chov Gimel. The Maskinen that if a person is Perish Atmi Meloche half an hour or at least 20 seconds, 20 minutes Koyim Ashkir Asher Eloi. So for sure you can light Shabbos with the Shabbos candles before that. Sif Kotten Tesayin Lo Yacher. Hayno Eicha Shu Madlik Betzimtzu Besoy Zman Amutav. The Atah Mishum משום שם ובנקח ובנקח יאחר הזמן ואין לאל ולקבל אולוב אינו שיפוש עצמי מכל מלוכס האסור רצנת עוני די רייסה אפילו מסן דבורים שמסורים מדי רבונם ולמעלה אבל קודם פלאג המינחה יקבלו סיקבול אף בדי אבא ואין בסימן רייסה מחלף what is פלאג המינחה hour and a half before I'm sorry hour and a quarter השוב ורביעו קודם הלילו אינו תספשי כחופים ודעס הלבוש והגרו פלאג המינחה הוא שוב ורביעו קודם השקיע קהל משוב הרביעי הזו אישה זמניאס, דהיינו שמתחלקת כל יום לשניים עשר חלוקים, לפי שאויסו בן שהוא אורך וקוצו, לשולחן אורך ידעו את מנהלי ששחר בצטי סקרחובים, תלבושן דגוין, ומדזריחת ולדשקיע. אני אהבת לא, אני פיזו מקאבר שבס אולי נילאיס קנדלס, לפי לשולחן אורך התקבי סמטיין זה בוח הלבת הולה. נעד רמו אז ממשיך, ואם הויו הנר דולוק מבו הידיועים, גודל יחבנו ויחזו ולכן עוצר שבס. So the Mishneh Brura learns shot like this. The aloch of the Ramah is, if the candle was lighting, not Lekovet Shabbos, stop. So if you want it to be Lekovet Shabbos, you have to shut it and light it Lekovet Shabbos. See, there's the reason some people, the lights in their house before Shabbos, they shut them and they light them again Lekovet Shabbos to be used in all the other rooms that didn't have no Shabbos. We'll see later, maybe in the other lights, it's not a chiv to make a maisa adloke. But mikol makim ha'oyah and ha'doluk, miboidyoim yechabenu, now what would be if he lit in it early Zman Muflog Mishabes but Betoich Plag but he was Mechaber Lekovet Shabbos, then the Mishneh Brura says he doesn't have to relight it again. What would be if he was Madlik before Plag HaMincha, even if it was Mechaber Lekovet Shabbos, it's not Chal, he has to blow it off and light again with a Baruch Hashem Kovet Shabbos. We see the Mishneh Brura inside Sifkot Mechof Miboid Yoim Godel Afilu Imeyachah Plag HaMincha ומאיר שדולוג לי אחר אבל אם הידליק לצריך שבס אף שלא קיבל לו שבס בעד לא כוסוי מכל מוקרים אין צורך לחבר ישראל עד לכתחיל לא יהיה להדליק כל כך מקודם שאין הניקר שמדליק לצריך שבס so he was not allowed to like we learned in the beginning מכל מוקרים מדייבת שפיר דומי if you listen it like of a Shabbos if it's after plug it's חל בדייבת ואין בביור הלוכה סעיף ה' when a person is lighting near a Shabbos, Yevorech, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elekeinu Melech HaOilom, this is the bracha he does, Asher Kitshonu B'mitzvoiso, V'tzivonu, Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Echo the Ish, Ve'echo the Isha, when they light candles, they have to make this bracha, Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. And Chanukah, some people had a meaning to say Lehadlik Ner Chanukah, without the word Shel Chanukah. Our meaning is we say Lehadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. But some people had a meaning to say Lehadlik Ner Chanukah. So this is a tshuva, but even so in Shabbos, Lekula Alme, we say Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbos, because in Chanukah is also Lehishtamesh Le'oiroi, so we don't say Ner Shel Chanukah. Masha'enken in Shabbos. Gam b'yontev tzorich levorich Lehadlik Ner Shel Yontev. U'b'yem ha'kippurim, there is no din kovet v'oinek, b'loi Shabbos, yesh mishoimer shelo yevorich ayin lekamon tzimen tof reishyud. Our meaning is, that even in Yom Kippur, even though there's no covered v'oineg, but mitzad shloim bayis, you make a broche, it's a mineg, you light candles, and there's a mineg that you make a broche. And there's two minogim. Some people don't light, our mineg is to light, and to make a broche, lehadlik ner shel yoyim ha-kippurim. Zog di Mishneh Brura sifkot mechof alef, kshiyadlik. Yesh oimrim, kshiyesh chupa b'erev Shabbos, it's a chasna Friday, ומאחרים עוד אחר שקיע שחם, ואיש אינו רוצה לקבל שבס, later is going to the chasna, the color herself, לפני החופה, פן תצטורך לעשות את איזה דבר עושו בשבס. אל כן תדליק הנר בלי ברוכה קודם החופה, ואחר כך בחשיכו ונשיקום סום תפרס יודע על הנר שהוא הכובד ובמקה ברוכה אוי כשהוא עדיין מן השמו שסחר החופו שהוא אותו לגוי תליינר אני שהוא מקה ברוכה וטוב הוא האחרון עם הזה זה לא ישר ברוכה בדלוק ובאמדס when something is lit and you can't make a ברוכה ואוי ובפרד דעתו הוא זמן עושו להדליך איך תאמה וציוונו להדליך and now she cannot light so how she could say וציוונו ועל אידוך תקונה דתאמר לאין יהודי להדליק And the second Eitze, גם כן קושה, אין שליחוס אין יהודי, ואם כן היא אין המדלקס, ואיך תבור, she's not lighting, so how she'll make a ברוכה. שבזן אורה בחד השתיקו לאורה. Not only she's not lighting, so how she'll make a ברוכה. So how she's יויצה נערי שבס. שבו היה תסע, it's not a Eitze, she's not יויצה נערי שבס, האורה. But the truth is, that in different places, it's משמע that you could be יויצה נערי שבס, in סימן רי סמך בייס, I'm sorry, Simen Reis Samach Aleph is a shtickle mashman in the Mishneh Berurah there that could be, that it is, we have to know, but this is the kashmir of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Mishneh Berurah is mamshich. ואפילו ישראל המצב לחבר אלא לי גם כדי הזרח החיים המצב אלא יוכל לבורך רק עמד לי. כל שכן בזה דו איש אלא יתבורך. ומאסקי האחרון עם הדיפן היצר. And if you may come and you will be able to know that she is not a Shabbos. All the kolponim be lezoich Shabbos. So what is the answer? Dainu. That you will be able to know that kolponim be lezoich she is not a Shabbos bad loko. And now in Yoneinu have a lezoich chupe. Betalik be devorich kolim she lechis la chupe betatne. Vua dinamen be isha shechalet vilosa be Shabbos. בערב שבס תדליק ותבור קודם ההליך אלה וסצבילה ותדנה שמקבל לשבס עד אחר רחיצה וחפיפה so משבור says was meaning that some people did was no madlik and then Shabbos when they came they covered their hands and made a brocha משבור says the Eitzah is different to make a tnai and the first chalik we have to have a suffix we have a suffix the משבור says that she can't cover her hands and then make a brocha because אינו מבורך עוני על דהדלוקה לא בדלוקה ואימדס ואוי צ'יקן סיינה וציוונו what is the equal? both reasons or one? where could be the נפקמינה? what would be the מיועלוכה here is משמע a lady lived in נער שבס and she made a תנאי this way the שמירה שבס learns the משתבור הלוכה she was not מקבל שבס for another half an hour now she didn't make a ברוכה she thought you don't make a ברוכה after 10 minutes she remembered she didn't make a ברוכה זאת דביר הלוכה she could cover her eyes cover the candles and could make a ברוכה because she could say וציוונו now But if we say that the first point was the Iker, that Shadluka Vemedes, you don't make a brocha, so you can't make a brocha, only Miyad after that Loka, Tochkede Dibu, Mir Aloka is Mashmad, you could make a brocha. Kozman she herself was not Mekabel Shabbos. And Be'emes, this means that she can say Vetzivanu. As I'm Shechano Harab wants to say, even if she was Mekabel Shabbos, if it's not Shabbos yet, for everyone, could be she could say Vetzivanu. Now the Mishneh Berurah says a different Eitzah. What is the other Eitzah of the Mishneh Berurah? She'll make a Tnai. The question is, but if she's Madlik Miboid Yoim, we didn't see if Dalit, if you're Madlik Miboid Yoim, you're not allowed to be Madlik, only if you're Mekabel Shabbos right away. What is the Eitzah with this Isha? The Sharatian says these words, so you've got Lamed Aleph, you have to know what Sharatian means. We have the Eitzah, Shulchan Aruch Harav asks this Kasha, and he gives the Eitzah that the husband will be Mekabel Shabbos, and Val she's Madlik for him also, and his Kabbalah Shabbos, so it's Nikud as the Kabbalah Shabbos. We had the Eitzah of the Eretz HaTzvi and Sefer Kinan Torah that says that today that no one lights candles for light, only electricity. So b'meile, the Neir Shabbos especially and Shabbos candles, it looks like the Kavod Shabbos and helps even earlier. Maybe the Baralocha meant Einu Chanami, but while we learned in the end of Sif Dalet that B'dievet Yoyitzah, so it's better from nothing. We said if it was Dolik Mibayit Yoyim, if it's after the plague, B'dievet Yoyitzah, it's only not like Atchile. B'meile, he will say Mechand that Eitzah. זאת אם יש נבור הביתר, להדליק נר, ואפילו כשמדליק המנר יסתביו יסו שיהיה מהנר, כי איקר החיוב הוא נר אחות. גם ביונטה, ואין צורך לבורך זמן על ההדלוקי, שלא סבתא מי כשחיונו. מי הוא במוקים שנוהגו, אין לימך יסבי יודם, if some people make שחיונו, מי איקר הלוכי, you don't have to, a lot of notion make שחיונו. Now we have to know. And יונטה, we'll see later, in סיף קוטן, חופזי, and two מנהוגים. Some ladies make the brocha before, some ladies make the brocha after. The ladies that make the brocha after, okay, so they make shechiyonu, they make shechiyonu. The ladies that make the brocha before is a chidush, that even that the mafsik in between lehadlik nesh shechiyontev to the adloke with the brocha of shechiyonu, also it's not ma'akev. Now the Lashon Mishnah Brura here is mashma that the Shechiyonu was on the Adlokah, not on the day. And again, especially the ladies that make the bracha before and they were not mikavar Shabbos, it's very shvel to say that the Shechiyonu was on the Yom and only on the mitzvah if Adlokah Neres, like you make Shechiyonu on Shoifo. Now, so I saw Mishnah Alochi wants to Meirah. Mishnah Brura says in Hilchos Yom Kippur that a lady that made Shechiyonu b'shas the Adlokah and sure she will not say the bracha again of Shechiyonu, she will only answer Amar Mipi Hashas. Dear Taki, they were not mitakin ala kois. So maybe she could be yoitzer this man. But he says to Mechavan to say Amen from the Shatz. Also in Kiddush and Yom Tov, the same thing. If she heard, she said Shechiyonu, she doesn't make another Shechiyonu. Mikol Makoim. Some people said like this, not only that she doesn't have to make Shechiyonu by night, some people wanted to say how she could answer Amen by night when the husband says in the Kiddush, Shechiyonu, she was yoitzer already. The Mishnah Halacha wants to say she was Yoitzer's man and the Neiris, not on the Yoim. So Suffolk has to make another one or not. But Avada, she has to be Mechavin to be Yoitzer. Because the Shechiyonu, especially if she made a bracha before, she was, the Yoim was never Chal yet. The Ma'aseh of the meaning is that when a man is Madlik in Yontef, he never makes Shechiyonu, he does it only in Kiddush. So if God Chavdale Nalik Nashav Yontef, Imchal Yontef B'Shabbos, Oymer Shav Shabbos V'Yontef. The Pesachim clear the Shaila. What would be, you write in Shabbos Shechal V'Yontef, you say Le'adlik Ner, Shal Shabbos V'Yontef. What would be if you forgot one of them? If you had in mind both, Le'adlik Ner, Shal Shabbos V'Yontef, this was your Das. But you forgot to mention one of them. You make another bracha, you don't make another bracha. So dear Lema'isa, how you make another bracha? It's really Dluka V'Yomedes. Dluka V'Yomedes. Now, if you, Lemoshul, you forgot that it's Shabbos Bichlal, and you listen only L'Shem Yontef, so the person can say you have to light again. And then most person can say, and b'meli you have to make a bracha L'Kovet Shabbos. Zog the Mishnah Brura weiter. Of Eilek Amont of Rishu, the Mevi Shema Mechaber, Das a Poisek Amatzach Levorech. The Svir of the Gami Yom Kippur, Im Av She'ein Bo Yachile V'Shtiye, Ve'ein Shaykh Olav Mitzvah Soinig, and also Olachur and Manat Mitzvah Skovet, and here we have a case that the bracha was for Shlem Bayis. It's a chiddush. Zog the Rambo. Maybe one more hashlama before. We said about Shechiyonu, what would be a lady that is lighting candles for the first time in her life? So with people that made Shechiyonu, the Maisa the Halacha said not to make Shechiyonu. The Machmiriyah is they bring a prichodosh or a beged, and they make Shechiyonu and the Mechavan on the first time that they're lighting near Shabbos. I hear the Shmir Shabbos, Hashem Lechasim Sefer, if you have new candlesticks, you can make Shechiyonu on the candlesticks and Mechavan that this is the first time you're lighting near Shabbos. To Miyaita Shechiyonu, if doing the mitzvah for the first time. Koidem Adlok, Zog the Rambo. Yesh Mishoim, Yesh Mevorchim Koidem Adlok, like every mitzvah, over last year, awesome before you do the mitzvah. ויש מי שאומר שמבורך אחר הדלוקה. Because, we'll see that in Mishnah Brura, because he's מקבל שבס. בשעס דברוכה. So then he can light. וכדי שאוהב על הסיוסום לא יהנה ממנו על אחר הברוכה, הוא מסיד עם היד לפני הנר אחר הדלוקה, הוא מבורך עם הקובי אייס, ואחר כך מסלק עם היד, וזה מיקי ראה על הסיוסום וכן המינג. And this is the minig that the ladies first light and then make a ברוכה. זוג במשנה ברורה סליפקות מחובות. The time of the first shita that you make a bracha koidem ha'adloke, kishar kol ha'mitzvah shemevorech aleim oivah la'asiyosom, that you make the bracha before. V'yesha imrim, and this are minig achar ha'adloke, svir lei, dim tevorech avi kilu kiblo l'shabbos v'firush, v'shuv asur olay adlik. Now we have to know, avada b'di'evet, if a lady made a bracha before she could light, it's legorav making a t'nai anan tzadi, she was not mekab ha'shabbos till she will finish the light. Now, what is the pshat in that shita? There were choishes that she's mekabel Shabbos badlok, bebroche. Where they said, not to make the broche before, to make the broche after. Now we have to clear, for that shita. Now we know that aloch is in Sif Ches, or isha that light Shabbos candles, she's mekabel Shabbos badlok. Now, they said, if you make a broche before, you mekabel bad broche. So one shita holds that the pshat in the Yeshem, that we go like them, we follow them, is that when she's mekabel Shabbos, b'shas the broche, not b'shas the adlok. B'meile, if it's b'shas dad look and not b'shas de broche. The first sheet to hold b'shas dad look and not b'shas de broche, maybe you can make a broche first. The second shita holds the mekabel in the bracha, not in that look. Eh? Mele, you can't be make a bracha first. So the mele, if you light and you didn't make a bracha, the val Shabbos is not chal. If the light will go, if the candles will go off, you could light them again. Or not. Avada isha is mekabel Shabbos bad look. She's also mekabel Shabbos in the bracha. So if she makes the bracha before, the Shabbos will be chal before that look. But if she made that look, so even before the bracha, Shabbos is chal. So if the candles will go off, she cannot light them. This is interesting. Shemazaman is mistapik in it. Or Hashulchan says, Poshet to him that the second she holds that it's chal only b'shas ha-broche. He wants to say an afkemine. And see if Ches, we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, is a halacha that the lady, when she's lighting the Shabbos candles, the match that she's lighting with, the candle she's lighting it, not to blow it out. Why? Because she was mekabe Shabbos badlok, and now she's doing a mechabe. Zog the Aruch Hashulchan, the Shulchan Aruch, is talking to the people that are mevorich v'achar kach madlik. So the bracha is not chal yet. Beshas that look, it's chal and finish. She has Shabbos, but I'm not she that annoyed. Lehadlik v'achalker levorich. The Shabbos is only chal b'bracha. So before the bracha, she could blow out the candle. And he says, "V'chei noyagim, we'll see later la'aloche. We'll see lemaise." Zog the Shulchan Aruch. V'imken beyonte the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Sivkot Mechov Zayin. V'imken beyonte the leshayich. That because you're allowed to light lehavi reish meish leish and yonte. Lekula alme tevorich v'achalker tadlik. And this is the meaning what everyone does. But that's how Magen Avraham de loy plug. Aval harbe achoyim yisviru li, kama shesam nutchilo, that you make the bracha and after it, you light. Now, we have to know. And Yontef, again, she's for sure mekabel Shabbos, after that loke, and then for sure she can blow off the candle. This is poshut. Now, our meaning is in Yontef, to make a bracha and then to make the light. So Magen Avraham said loy plug. Zog de poiskim, but it's only if someone is lighting before Yontef. But if you light Belel Yontef, then you don't say Leplug, and you make the bracha, and then you light. And for sure, you cover it, and then you make the bracha. I'm sorry, but now you don't have to cover. You make the bracha, and then you light. Now, why in Chutz La'aretz was a minig to light Shabbos candle, I'm sorry, Yontef candles, when the husband comes back? The Shmir Shabbos says, L'chura we learned, has to be Ner Doilek Miboy Diyayim L'Kovet Shabbos. So we covered a Shabbos that when he comes in, mitzvah mutas v'ner doylek. So why in Chutz La'aretz was the minig to light it after the husband comes back? So the Shmir Shabbos says like this, because in Yontef Sheni Shel Goliath, you can light miboy diyayim. So the Meir everybody, they didn't want onto Yontef Sheni Shel Goliath, even the first day, they lit by night. But in Eretz Yisrael, that is no Yontef Sheni Shel Goliath, the right thing is to light miboy diyayim. You have no b'tosh Hashoneh. Now, what would be a husband that lights? He's not mikabel Shabbos without looking. Or an isha that made a tnai. So, miraloche b'nizana machleikis. I'm a mishnebura. The isha shematna she'en mekabel Shabbos, or ish, mashal b'derech ha'chaim, even so, they were light, they were covered, mishum lo'y plug. Ukedas ha'magin avrom v'gabi yontef. Aba medivra ha'goyen rab kivye eger b'chidusho, medivra ha'yodo muchach, debezei yevorchu v'achar kach yadlikum. Here, they have to bench, and then they light. Because they're not mekabel Shabbos, so the tnai helps also on the bracha, not only on the adloke. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah in the end of Sif Kotten Chof Alef, when he said about the issue that makes a tnai, she says, V'chinami binyaneinu, tadlik v'tevorech, inem tzachom etodobo poshut, like the Derech HaChaim, that is no plug. But a lot of poskim can say not like that. That if a person makes a tnai, so then she could light, and then I'm sorry, she could make the brocha, and then she lights, and she'll be over lasiyosom to be yotze ala shita.